Happy Wednesday. Happy, happy Wednesday. It is a great day. No BS. Love it. Coach MJ here. Ready for Ask Me Anything. Ask me anything. Anything you want to ask me, I'm here for it. I am here for it. So make sure that you are putting your questions in the Q&A. Christy Larson, you have been over in that Facebook group giving the best advice so many times. I'm like, yes, what Christy said. What Christy said. If she comments on your post, that's you got some good advice over there. Typically, I have loved it. I have loved it. We have got the amazing Kathy Hartman. Kathy Hartman has returned from Europe and she is here. The dynamic duo is back again. Back again, back again. I've got announcements first. I did not type up notes. Last week was all about photos. And this week I don't have anything except some amazing announcements. Some things I can tell you, some things will be vague. And that's just how it is because I don't have permission to fully share. I don't have permission to fully share. All righty. So, announcements. Y'all, it's almost July. It is almost July. When we flip the calendar, July 1st, we are going to be closer to the end of the year than we are to the beginning. We are closer to Christmas, y'all. I just can't get over it. I can't get over how fast this year has moved, how quickly it's going, all the things. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. But July is my vacation month. So I'm very excited about that. My daughter's coming from California. I got all my kids are coming. I love it so much. But you know what else July is? Corinne's birthday. There you go. So we always give Corinne a gift in July. And it has taken many iterations over the many years from whence I was a wee no BS baby here inside of this membership. For a while, we did something called Drop It Like It's Hot, where we get, we just lost weight. Sometimes we, one time, a couple times, I think even, we called it the gift of fat. We've done that. But this year, we're going back to Drop It Like It's Hot. That's what we're calling it. And of course, weight loss is always the goal inside of No BS. But we know some of you, maybe you're going on vacation and you're like, MJ, I had decided I'm not, I just want to maintain my weight in July. So I don't know how I'm going to participate. Or MJ, I'm in maintenance. I don't need to lose any weight. How am I going to participate? You know, we've got you here at No BS. We're going to give Corinne our weight or our habits. Our habits, y'all. So here's what it's going to look like. I have notes. So I'm going to look over here just. You can gift your fat, calories, not calories, pounds, whatever you want to give her as far as weight loss. If you're still actively losing weight, that's a great one to give her. You can gift her non-scale victories. So I have a client right now who I'm going to screw up her accountability group's name. The Wise Wednesday, Wild Women Wednesday, Wisdom, something. I don't know. They're all on this call. They watch this call and then they meet as an accountability group and talk about the shit I said on here. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, I've challenged one of their members to collect wins because she doesn't like to collect wins. So she's in maintenance. So she might do like non-scale victories and collect wins every day for July. That would be a good one. You can do ever how many steps you want to walk a day, if you want to do that. WWW, what does it stand for, Renee? I can't remember. You can do, we will have a special person coming in talking about movement, more of that to come. Wickedly Wise Wednesday Women, that's what they're called. We want to work on, you're going to give Corinne whatever you want to give her. So you can give her exercise, you can give her pounds, you can give her 30 days of plans. If you're not a good planner, you could give her 30 days of water. Like, I ain't got my water in. I don't even, can't even tell you when. But for July, I'm giving Corinne the gift of my water habit, whatever it is. You can pick whatever you want to pick, doesn't even matter. And then after July is over. And we're gonna have challenges during the month to make it easier on you. Like, we're doing all the things. And then Corinne kind of already spilled the beans, but we will be drawing 20 women members after the July drop it like it's hot is over. And they will be able to go to Nashville and hang out in Corinne's basement for a day and get coached. Now, don't say, but MJ, I can't afford to go to Nashville, or I can't get away from my kids, or I'm taking care of my mama and I've got to be with her all the time. So I just shouldn't participate because I just shouldn't participate because I can't go no way. Hell nah. Nah. We got a plan for y'all, whether you can come to Nashville or not. If you win, you're going to get something. And I'm not going to tell you what the I can't go price is. I'm not going to tell you that. And you know why? Because you've got to read it in your newsletter. It will be released. All will be revealed about July in your Sunday newsletter. So I am holding that back because I want you to get your newsletter. Because here's what I see all the time. A lot of you are like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I can't ever figure out what's going on in the membership. Do you know why that is? It is partially because you go in Facebook and somebody does a little blurb, or I'm working on this worksheet, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. And you're like, what the fuck? I don't even know what you're talking about. You're getting pieces of information from the newsletter and not the whole story. That newsletter is a newsletter for a reason. It's got all the news of no BS. If you are not getting your newsletter or you're not reading your newsletter, I want to encourage you to please do so. That newsletter is important. And this week especially, we're going to reveal all amazingness in that newsletter this week. If Sunday comes and you're like, MJ, I ain't get no newsletter. I don't even know what you're talking about. Newsletter, schmooze letter. I have no idea. You go immediately and you email support@pmptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page of our website and say, Vern, I didn't get my newsletter. Check spam, check junk, check all the things. You need that newsletter. You must read the newsletter. I don't know how many times I can say it. I don't even know what other ways I can tell you to read the newsletter, especially this week, because in July, there are moving parts, there are fabulous prizes, and you basically get to choose your own adventure. So we are going to guide you through the month. We're going to make weight loss as easy as possible with weekly challenges. We are bringing in a special guest. Read the newsletter to find out about it. Find out if you are selected to and you win the, July and you can't come to Nashville, find out what you'll be, trying to win in the month of July. Make sure that you read that. And then, on the website under courses this month in no BS, all of the information will be there as well. Read the newsletter. Thank you, Holly. So we're supposed to read the newsletter. Yep, that's right. Yeah, her studio is at her basement, y'all. I call it her basement. I say it's her dungeon sometimes. It's really nice. I have spent many a day in the basement. It's actually super nice. She's got it set up like a, almost like a conference room, I guess. I guess the easiest way I can say it. And then you'll see her studio is there. You'll get to meet her cats. Oh, and Aunt JJ is making food for everybody while we're there. So, oh, my girlfriend calls it the lower level. You can go hang out in Corinne's lower level. That's exactly right. So, and then if you can't come, there's a fabulous prize. It may include me. Just saying. I can't say nothing else, though. I cannot say nothing else. I'm done. I'm done talking about it, y'all. You can't make me tell. I'm not telling. All right. Because, I start running my mouth. I know, can you keep a secret? Not really. Not from y'all. I get excited and then I want to tell y'all everything, but I really do want you to read the newsletter. All right. Here we go. I know I am bad with secrets. I shouldn't have even said it involved me. God Almighty. I should just get some tape, put it right over my mouth. All right. Here we go. I am going to answer all the questions. Make sure you're posting them in The Q&A. This is ask me anything. Ask me anything. I'll answer anything. Brenda, as an accountant, I have month-end close each month. I find myself not planning during these 4 or 5 days and grab assing when I experience delays in getting information from the field. I want to apply minimum baselines to this week to avoid the fuck it and stress eats, but I'm not sure how to apply this. Any thoughts and suggestions? Okay, first of all, on Sunday, didn't Corinne coach somebody about this? I think. I'm almost positive about getting really busy. Was it this week or last week? Somebody knows. Anyway, you can go back. Somebody's going to tell us in the chat, and you can go back and look at that. All right. Here's what I want you to do. It's coming every month, whether it's a weekend or a certain day of the week when you're like slammed, like me, Wednesdays. I send out an email. All new members in the first 8 weeks getting sat Wednesdays. It's crazy for me. Yesterday I made my plan. I already have my shit laid out. I know exactly what I'm eating today. It's already in a Tupperware. So whenever it's my lunchtime, whenever I get hungry, I'm just gonna go in there and pull it out because I anticipated Wednesday's a shit show. Not a shit show. It's just full. It's just full. So that's what you're gonna have to do. You know it's coming. You know that it's coming. So you're gonna have to plan ahead and make a decision ahead of time. How am I going to make this 4 or 5 days easier? Because if you think about it, you take 5 days away from weight loss every month. That's a lot. 5 days times 10 is 50, 60 days of no weight loss work at all a year. That's a lot. So you want to go ahead and plan for those days. The other thing I would do on those days, the food that you typically grab ass, put it up. Don't have it in its regular spot. Don't have it there. Make it so that when you go in your pantry to grab the chips or to grab the nuts or to grab the M&Ms or to grab the whatever, you're like, oh shit, it's not here. Sometimes it's just enough of a pause. You want to make it so you insert that pause for yourself. Kathy Hartman even told me, like, she used to have like discovery worksheets and stuff inside of her pantry. So remind her, like, is this really what you want to do? And you'll get the discovery worksheet after 30 days. But in the meantime, put a sticky note. Are you stressed or hungry? On the snacks that you typically go to, make it just insert in your life what you want to remind yourself of. You don't have to do that forever. You'll notice that you do that for a couple of months. You'll start to break free of that habit. That's because you've taken action. Momentum will start. Motivation will start. You'll realize it was not as hard as you thought it was. And you're able to break because there is a little bit of habit in there. You feel frustrated or whatever. You're experiencing delays in the field. You've always gone for a snack. You've been doing that for a really long time. So your brain is like, oh, Brenda, we need a snack. This is what we do. When we get delays, when people don't turn their shit in, we go get a snack. Go on. And you're like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I know exactly what I do. I'll do that. So you've got to insert that pause because it's the only thing your brain is going to offer up for you. The other thing you can do is make sure on those days that you insert, like, maybe during the times that you're experiencing delays, you get up and take laps around the house just to work off some of that energy. And then acknowledge, I am just wanting to eat right now because people aren't doing their shit. They'll get it done. It's like this every month. I know it's coming. It'll get better. They'll get their stuff in. I'll get my stuff done just like I do every month. But right now, I just want to go to what I know, which is a snack. And I'm going to work on that. That could be your gift to Corinne. No grab assing. There you go. That's a good gift, a gift to give Corinne for her birthday. Let's see. Heidi. I'm a new weight loss coach getting my business going. I'm down 60 pounds. Whoop, whoop. Over the last year, I have 80 to go. I'm moving forward regardless of my imposter syndrome. I'm hoping there are women who would love to have a coach who is still working to lose weight, but my brain keeps telling me, girl, nobody is going to pay for a fat weight loss coach. Then I feel sick. I'm doing the work regardless, but should I just get used to this thought or work to change it, eliminate it? I'll ask the members, Heidi. For those of you who are just getting started or stuck or struggling, would you listen to a weight loss coach who is down 60 pounds doing all the shit and figuring it out? Hell, I would. 100,000% I would. The amazing, what's her name? Why can't I even think of it? South Africa. What's that? Bev Aaron said, they don't need you to have it figured out. They need you to be one step ahead of them. And you're several steps ahead of a lot of people. It's the same thing. Like if you're in a leadership role, because y'all know I'm the head coach. There's a lot of shit I don't know. But I know just a little bit more than, like I can figure it out. I have like the ability to make some decisions. That's it. That's all I have. I don't know everything. I know just a little, no, just enough to make me dangerous, y'all. Just enough to make me dangerous. I don't have all my shit figured out. I coach women on relationships, on body image, on all of those other things, and I still struggle with it. Old shitty is still loud and proud in my head, pops up all the time. I'm not a stick thin weight loss coach. I'm 180 pound. By all accounts on the BMI, I'm overweight and I do not have all my shit figured out. But what I do have is a heart for y'all. I've come a long ass way from where I was. And I love y'all. And I have a passion for helping women live their best life and feel as amazing as they deserve. That's all you really need in any. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing. Weight loss coach, anything. Nurse. Nurses don't know everything, but they know how to figure it out. They know where to get answers from. They have a heart for what they do. They're not willing, they're not, afraid to reach out and ask for help when they need it. I mean, it's like that with everything. Anytime you step into a role, there's no way you're going to know everything. We just talked about the accountant. I bet sometimes she got to Google shit or ask a colleague. It's like that no matter where you are. You just have to recognize it's normal not to know everything. 100% it's normal not to know everything. Nobody does. My mama used to always, every once in a while she has a good one. There's a lot she says, but you don't have to know the answers. You need to know where to get the answers. And that's it. And, Heidi, you're in a membership with master level weight loss coaches who you can listen to and learn a lot from, like Corinne and Kathy and Lizzie and Betsy. See, I'm not even putting myself in there. It feels weird for me to say that. I don't like saying that. I still, like, whenever I think about amazing coaches, I never put my name up there. It's very hard for me. In my heart, I believe I'm a good coach. But it's still very hard for me to say that. But yeah, you just have to be one step ahead. Jen, what are your suggestions for hunger later at night? True hunger, stomach growling, feeling hangry. Do I just go to bed if it's an option or eat something healthy? Number one answer is to eat. If you're hungry, eat. Hunger wins. Hunger wins every time. As far as healthy or whatnot, different things, it doesn't matter. Whatever's going to help you sleep well. Whatever's going to help you sleep well, whatever's not going to interrupt your sleep. Do you want to eat, a half gallon of ice cream? Probably not. Do you want to eat like chips and stuff? Probably not. I would, if it's late, I would just eat. I would probably, if it was me and I was starving, it was like 9 o'clock and I'm like, girl, I got to go to bed, but I'm starving. I would eat a piece of cheese or I would eat some crackers or maybe a piece of fruit because it's light and it wouldn't interrupt my sleep. Because you know, sleep is very important. And in, you know, the menopausals, you know, I don't want to interrupt my sleep at all. A lot of people can't sleep on a full stomach. Yes. Somebody said, I heard you mention a private client. Are you, MJ, doing private coaching again? I, when Christy and the other coaches left, I did take a couple because we got full in private coaching. So, I just have a few, but I'm not taking clients. Not at all. It's just a couple of them. What is the best way to listen to your body when craving chocolate? Perhaps a bit of chocolate to see if it's a true need or just ride the urge. If chocolate is the only thing you want and only chocolate will do, put it on your plan for the next day and then ask yourself, what do I really need right now? Because it ain't chocolate. It ain't chocolate. If your body is not saying, I'm physically hungry, if you've planned chocolate and it's and you're hungry and you're like, I'm about to go eat some chocolate, that's amazing. But if you just all of a sudden have a strong desire for chocolate, it is something else that you're looking for. It is not the chocolate. You're looking to relax, you're looking for a treat, you deserve it could be coming up for you. You got to dig a little bit deeper. Dig a little bit deeper. And then the easiest way to kind of ride the urge is be like, you know, Robin, I know you want chocolate right now, but you didn't plan it. Because, you know, I couldn't tell myself no. I never have told myself no. It's just not today. It's planned for tomorrow. All is right in the world. You can have it tomorrow, just not today. And 9 times out of 10, guess what will happen tomorrow? I didn't want it. I didn't want it. Most everything I didn't want the next day. Peggy, I thought I was doing so well with my body changes and image. Then the heat hit hard, girl. It's gonna hit us all hard. I need cooler light clothing, and I see, and all I see is layers and layers of loose skin. I just want to hide. What do you, for a lot of people, it's like, I'm so, see, my loose skin, I've had to work really hard. When I see my loose skin, it's an indicator of how hard I've worked. Of every time I said no to myself, of every time I wanted chocolate, but I was like, not today, because it's not on your plan, of every bite left behind, it happened last night. My daughter came and she made a blueberry dump cake. Y'all, and it is so good. And she made homemade Cool Whip, like from scratch. Like she whipped heavy cream and put vanilla in it, powdered sugar. It's amazing. And I was not hungry last night. And my husband said, do you want some of this blueberry cobbler, blueberry dump cake? My head was like, just a few bites. I think I just want a few bites. And then I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not hungry. I'm not going to eat it. No, I said, no, thank you. And then I just went on to bed. My loose skin shows that. Every time it was hard. And it shows how strong I am. It shows that I've been able to do what women only dream that they could do. They only wish that they could do. That's what my, and when I see someone with loose skin, I'm like, girl, you did it. You did it. That's awesome. That's what thoughts are in my head. So are those thoughts available to you, Peggy? Are those thoughts available to you? And maybe you do look at getting like a thicker material, you know, some workout like thinner, lighter clothes or more of a see-through kind of a thing. I mean, can you switch a little bit of that? And the other thing you want to do is just remind yourself, I know I'm my own worst critic. We talked about, you can go back and look at my Wednesday call from last week. Same thing applies to photos. You are your own, your brain is trained to go to the negative first because you want to be part of the group. So when you see something on your body that doesn't look like what you think the group looks like, Your brain is like, danger. That's not good. We don't want that. But there are a lot of women with loose skin. Other badass women like you have got loose skin. Corinne's got loose skin. Kathy's got loose skin. MJ's got loose skin. There are a lot of amazing people in this world that have loose skin, and I'm an amazing person that has loose skin as well. Could it be possible that having loose skin is just an indicator of how strong I am? And then, of course, look for, other things that, you can look for other more flattering, like I said, like a little thicker kind of material and that's still breathable because God Almighty, we don't want to be, I mean, it's hot. I'm in South Carolina, y'all. This heat ain't no joke. It's no joke. Let's see. Cecilia, I've been in no BS for a few years. I'm losing interest in making a plan every day, and I want to be renewed in the why we make a daily plan. My eating is very routine, very set, and I eat the same things every day, every week. What can I say to myself when I'm unconvinced the plan does any good for me? I eat the same thing all the time. This is going to be super easy for me to do. And here's the thing. Cecilia, you say that, but you actually don't eat the same thing every day. There are times you go out to eat. There are times you go on vacation. There are times when you switch it up. There are times when you do something a little bit differently. There are times when an urge will come up and you want to rely on your plan. It is your guiding light. It is your indicator of the way that you want to go. And we're talking about 3 to 4 minutes a day. If that is the price I have to pay for weight loss and to keep it off, by God, I'm paying it every day and twice on Sunday. I'll pay it to get to eat what I want, when I want. That plan can even just be like another, like a anchor for you. Like I'm not worried about calories. Like think about if you turned your planner into gratitude. I'm so boring with my food. I plan the same things every single day. But every time I write it down, I'm like, not a carb have I counted. Not a protein have I counted. Not a calorie have I counted. Not a point have I counted. I'm just writing down shit I want. Might be the same every day, but I want it. That's amazing. I get to do that every day. Imagine if that's how you looked at your plan. So thankful that you are not on the mean streets of weight loss, trying to Google what's the fastest way to lose weight. You know what's all over TikTok, y'all? A 3-day fucking watermelon diet. Only eat watermelon and drink water for 3 days. And every time it comes up on my TikToks, I'm like, thank God. And they're miserable. Miserable. And they eat a watermelon for 3 days and drink the water, and then they lose like 7 pounds. And the end of their video is always them going to get a damn burger and a shake because they have been miserable for 3 days. Think about it that way. I mean, it's like I get to do this every single day. Go from have to choose to. I get to remind myself every morning that I can have whatever I want. It might be the same. But by God, it's because I want it that way, not because I have to, not because some diet told me, not because an app said I have to. I don't have to, if I'm not hungry, I don't even have to eat it. I don't have to eat it. This is amazing. It's an opportunity for you to reinforce what you really want to do for the rest of your life, which is eat what you want and follow doable hunger. Instead of saying, like, I write this plan and I write the same shit every day, turn it into gratitude, y'all. I love that I get to do that. It's amazing. So many of my friends are out there doing the watermelon diet and counting calories and Weight Watchers and all, and I ain't gotta do none of that shit. How awesome is that? Like, that's the kind of gratitude we need to be in. Just the every, like, What brings you joy? So many women are like, I just, nothing but food brings me joy. Imagine if we figured out how to talk about the things that we do for ourselves in a joyful way. What if we thought about that way? What if we just turned how we speak about what we're gonna do to make ourselves a better human being in an amazing, grateful way? What if we just do that? I mean, and it's just, it's not a big price to pay for weight loss. And you get to start your day off with telling yourself how you're on the right track. You are amazing. You're doing everything right. You get to do what you want to do and eat what you want to eat. And you do not, you're not beholden to some points or to some whatever. You make your own decisions. I get to do this my way. Eating what I love, and that is amazing. Peggy, old shitty thoughts come racing through. I should have just stayed fat. I can't believe I look like this. Should you have just stayed fat, Peggy? Is that what you wanted? You look like you have a human body, Peggy, that does a lot for you. It moves through life. It hugs people that you love. Your heart beats every so often. Your lungs inflate and deflate. There's a lot of things that your body does for you, loose skin or no loose skin. Peggy, I want you to come in here in the Q&A. I want you to put three things that you like about yourself. Now, it doesn't have to be physical. One thing has to be physical. Like my eyes. I love my eyes. I love my eyes. I do love my hair. Those would be two for me. I'm not talking about my belly. I love my smile. I do love my lips, even though I did pay for them. I love them a lot. I love them a lot. I love that I'm fun to be around. I love that my kids choose to still go on vacation with me as adults. I mean, we are paying for it, but you know what? I don't tell myself that part of it. They just like to hang out with me. I love that about me. I love my heart for women who are trying to lose weight. I love that about me. I love that I was willing to take a chance on some crazy blonde-headed woman with a sailor's mouth and, living in Nashville. I love that about myself. What do you love about yourself, Peggy? Oh, thank you. My arms. I do not love my arms. There's that. That would not be on the things I love about me list, but I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. How do I combat the fuck it mentality that washes over me when I'm at my limit? I'm so burnt out and I get to the point where I just don't care anymore. I know that's bull because I keep coming back. There you are. How do I combat the fuck it mentality? You just have it right there. Girl, you know that's bullshit. You just gonna keep going back. You're just saying that right now because that's the quickest way to get you a snack. Because for a minute, the food is going to shut that down for you. But then everything that you're going through right now is not going anywhere. It's staying right here. What do I really need right now? A nap, rest, a walk, to have a conversation with somebody. Maybe you need to ask for help right now. I know there are other tools in my toolbox now, but I seem to just eat anyway. I'm so disgusted with myself. It's enough already. I write in my plan every day, pause and figure out what I really need, and then I just eat anyway. And I say this all the time. I say this with like love, Anonymous, because this happens to everybody. I mean, this is not to you at all, Anonymous. This is like all of us. So you get stressed out and you've always gone to food. That's what you do. You get tired and you go to food. You sit down at night and you always get up and get food again. Or you sit down at night and your husband always brings you ice cream. Whatever it is. I don't care what it is. Or you walk down the hall at work and then you've got the candy. There was the candy lady. Her name was Maureen at my job. And she always had candy on her desk. And I just would always say hey to Maureen while I grabbed a handful of candy. Like, that's just what you do. We're just going through life. And then you get your shiny new OBS planner. And then you're like, I will pause. I will pause. I'm going to pause every time I want something. And I'm going to ask myself, what do I really want? Y'all, your brain is not going to remind you. It's not. It is not going to say, MJ, don't walk into Maureen's office. Remember, you wrote pause. We got to pause. You wrote it down this morning. That ain't how our brains work. Our brain is to make everything easy. What is easiest is eating, is keeping our same patterns, is doing what we've always done. That's the easy route. So you write, I want to pause in my planner, and your brain is like, psh, we ain't never done that. Forget about it. Delete. Because it's never done it before. So you're like, I wrote it on my planner. It needs to come up. I need to remind myself. That reminder from your brain is not coming. It will not come. It doesn't come. You've got to set up your environment to remind yourself. I used to have alarms that went off on my phone all the time. I took a picture of my planner every single day and I made it my screensaver on my telephone every day. So every time I would pick up my phone, I'd be like, oh, no BS. I got a plan. Here it is. Every time. And then your brain finally catches on and it's like, oh, this is super important. MJ keeps, I mean, there's shit come popping up on her damn phone. I have to look at a planner every time. She's serious. Maybe we should get on board and start reminding her. Y'all think I'm stupid. I had sticky notes on my refrigerator. I had sticky notes on my wine cooler. I had notes in my pantry. Because I did not think, I knew that my brain was not going to offer it up to me. I had sticky notes in my car. In my car. Because I struggle with water. And I used to carry around bottles of water every day. 4 bottles of water. And I would put them in my bag and take them to work. When I got in my car, what was in my car? A sticky note. Drink a bottle of water before you get to work. To remind me, you've got to set up your life to be the person that you want to be so that then your brain can be like, she's serious. She is for real, for real. She ain't kidding no more. We are bombarded with this no BS shit every day. AirPod in your ear when you're getting ready, all of that stuff. You've got to insert it into your life to show yourself that it is important to you, that you do want to create these new habits. Your brain is not just going to be like, MJ wrote it down. Let's just remind her all day. No, it's gone. We have got to take our plans out of that book and insert them into our lives. That plan in your book is amazing. The person who wrote that plan and wrote what you wanted to do today, she's got weight loss in mind. She knows what's important to her. She's got her goals first and foremost. She is all in. And then you close the book and put it away, and then it's gone. You've got to get it off of the pages and into your life somehow. Whether it be sticky notes, reminders on your phone, taking a picture of your planner, carrying water around with you all the time. We have to do that. And then eventually, I don't have that stuff anymore. You know why? Because I don't need it. I don't need it because I've made it a priority. And now a lot of those things now are habit. Atomic habits. James Clear talks about habit stacking. I struggled with taking like vitamins and shit. Where did I put them? My husband hates it. It's on our countertop next to where I plug up my phone every night. Because I would put it away in the drawer where all the medicine lives. Guess what happened every night? I didn't take it. I'd be like, fuck, I was gonna take that shit. Forgot again. God dang it. So now it lives on my counter. And I plug up my phone and I'm like, oh, I gotta take my vitamins. I gotta take my, here they are. I'm reminded every night. That's called habit stacking. A habit that you always do, you put another habit next to it. And that's how I'm getting in the habit of taking vitamins and shit at night, which I, whatever, it's 51-year-old problems. But I still have to do it when I'm wanting a new habit. I can't be like, MJ, don't forget to take your, in the morning, I write it in my planner. I'm gonna take my vitamins tonight. By that night, my brain has forgotten all about it. We have had a day, shit's hit the fan. I've had a full calendar. My kids lost the wallet or whatever bullshit. My mom has done called and hung up on me three times. I am the least thing on my mind is vitamins. I have to put them in my life. I have to insert them to remind myself it's important to me. And for a lot of us, it's as simple as that. The Remember app. Yes. I'm looking for some help changing the thoughts about work because I use work stress as an excuse to overeat. First of all, I really do want to say, when you are at, you're one step ahead, Michelle from PA, because you already know what your trigger is, which is awesome. Like you're halfway there, Michelle. That's great. I love the work I do and my coworkers. I can't stand being in the office and dealing with management and their inability to problem solve. If I could work from home, my stress level would be almost non-existent, but I can't. Your man, but management still would have an inability to problem solve, whether you're at home or you're in the office. That didn't change because you don't have to see it in real time. You should be sitting at home. They would still be ineffective managers who can't make a decision. I literally feel like I can't breathe when I pull into the parking deck. I've used my earbuds to drown out the noise, but I need other strategies to deal with the feelings so I don't go face down at lunch or at the end of the day. First thing I want you to do, Michelle, is head over to the website, nobswomen.com. And I want you to go on the video replays page and I want you to type in Kathy. I want you to type in Kathy. And I want you to go back through her how to feel the hard stuff without eating. Because in there, she's got a lot of tools to use in the moment, like breathing and, kind of thought shifts and kind of how to calm your nervous system down. Because if you are already getting triggered, getting above home base, you're starting there at work, you're going to have to start in your car when you pull up into the office. Am I right, Kathy? Yep, that's right. It's going to have to start there because you're walking into the office already like, on the edge. So maybe you leave home 5 minutes early. Maybe you sit in the car and you have a mantra that you repeat. Maybe you just put your hand over your heart and remind yourself that it's all going to be okay. I love my job. Not a huge fan of my managers, but that's okay. I still do a bang up job, whatever it is. If you walk in calm, it's easier to stay closer to home base. That's exactly right. Because when you're already up here and then you walk in, and somebody says something to you, like already a decision has not been made, and you're already here. Guess what happens? You're way up there. And for a lot of us, Kathy's calls are so good, and I'll tell you why. For so many of you who are like, I am like over the top. I'm like my boss, and it's all the things, and things are just coming at me. Your brain, when you're that above home base, it's very difficult to bring rational thoughts to the party. It's very difficult. So you've got to lower the temperature just a little bit in order to make those decisions. Yeah, I come in at a 5 or 6 and go up from there. You're coming in behind the 8 ball, Michelle. And MJ has been listening to your calls, Kathy. Kathy, somebody has. Yeah. I know. Look at me learning from Kathy Hartman. I told y'all she's an amazing coach. So it's got to start. I mean, it could even start at home. Yes, Maria said, I have a regimen I do going into work. My favorite upbeat tunes, prayers, and breathing. I tell myself I'm in charge and I can do anything. Perfect. That's the kind of thing that you need going into the office. Yeah, I think that's great. So you're gonna, I want you to go listen to some of those calls. I want you to write in to ask coaches too. I want you to start implementing some of those things that you hear in those calls. So on the website, nobswoman.com, under coaching replays, type in Kathy. And she's got her next call is next week. I want you to write in to ask coaches and let us know what is working, what did you try, what you're noticing. Let us work through it with you. But you're gonna have to start in that car, Michelle. You're gonna have to start in that car. I'm gonna tell y'all, it is different. You know, I go to Pilates every just about every day. And on the way home, I've started listening to like praise and worship music. I will tell you, it has made a difference in how I come back into my house and come into work. It just, I was listening to like true crime podcast. That was not the way. That was not the way for me. I was like, I need a little bit of praise and worship or something. It's totally changed my, like, the way I feel when I come into my office. It's amazing. It is amazing. Because I was like worried about the people on the podcast. And then I recognized that I was like coming in kind of frantic and whatever. And I'm like, I gotta bring myself back to like who I am, well, who I wanna be. And it has been so helpful. I love some true crime. I'm in love with Pilates too. Let's see. Susie says, I have honed an exceptional ability to talk myself into, oh, well, I will give in today and go off plan and eat or drink what I want. I'll be able to do a wonderful job tomorrow on my weight loss. It gives me such a relief to just give in to old shitty. How do I combat that? Call bullshit on it. It's bull. You tell your, this is exactly what I would say to myself, Susie. And you say it in a sweeter way because I have a come to Jesus with myself. Some of y'all are more Kathy Hartman with yourself. And you know, you talk sweeter to yourself. I'm more Corinne and I tell it like it is. So whichever way works for you. But basically, I'd be like, Susie, you say that shit every day. Or MJ, if it was me. You say that shit every single day. Why do you think today's going to be any different? You're just saying that because you don't want to follow your plan. Girl, can you just wait 10 minutes and see how you feel before you make a decision? I would have my list of whys written down in the moment, why it is so important for you to follow your plan today. Also, make sure your plan is doable, Susie. If you know you're always turning to good foods, put some good foods on your plan. And I would say, I have got, you know, you girl, you got things you love on this plan. Everything else you think about today that you want to have and go off plan with, go ahead and start making you a list for tomorrow. Just not today. But I would just tell myself, this is bullshit. You say this every day. It is not true. You will not start over tomorrow. Today is just as good a day as any to get one plan followed under my belt. I would just say you do this every day. And it's not true. This is a big old lie you tell yourself. And that's the best way to do it. Just tell yourself the truth. I say this every day, and every day I say it again, and I never do get back on track. And I'm not doing that today. Geraldine, Can you coach me on why I feel scared to plan my food? I just need to explore this because I notice a massive resistance to doing this. I'm going to tell you exactly why, Geraldine, or why so many people have a hard time with planning. Because you have, in the past, when you've had to plan or follow a food plan, it was shit you didn't like. So when you think about making a food plan, your brain is like, nope. Do you can't have nothing, you're not gonna like nothing, she's gonna be eating bullshit, it's not gonna be good, whatever. So your brain is very resistant. So you're gonna have to calm yourself down just a little bit. No, this is the things that I want to eat. I'm not following some bullshit. I can put whatever I want on it. I'd make sure I include good, better, and best food on it every day. I would have good food on it every day. Something that you don't think you can plan. By God, it'd be on the plan every single day. That's exactly what I would do. And the other thing too, Geraldine, don't box yourself in at first. Think about your plan as your menu. Put anything you think you might want. Start there. Give yourself two or three options for breakfast, two or three options for lunch, two or three options for dinner, a snack. And then you go back. When you get hungry, you just go pick something off your menu. Just go pick something off your menu. That's a great place to start. It doesn't have to be, I can only have this thing no matter what, whatever. You want to go ahead and give yourself some options. Oh, I've planned before and I haven't lost weight. It didn't work. Okay. You know what? It didn't work because I was just planning my food, but not following doable hunger. I'm doing it different now. I just ate it because it was on the plan and I was overeating. So now I'm going to plan and add doable hunger on top. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do both. And I didn't do that before. When I was just planning, I'm right. That didn't work because I didn't follow doable hunger. Now I'm doing it different. But I'm scared because I didn't lose weight in the past. But it makes sense I didn't lose weight because I wasn't following doable hunger. See, look, Geraldine, you're welcome. Yeah, choices are good. Karen Brent. Karen fucking Brent. Saturday, I'm going to a baby shower for my boyfriend's nephew and his wife. After my boyfriend passed, his kids cut me out of their lives. I've not seen any of them in almost 3 years. Their significant others are possibly going to be there, and my nerves are starting to come up a bit. Not that there will be a confrontation. I just have an idea of my head of how I want to present myself, and I'm having fear I won't be able to be as confident as I want. I don't miss them, I don't dislike them, but I also really don't care how they are or how their kids are. I'm there for my boyfriend's sister and her family, excuse me, who I still care about. Do you think that if I ask any polite questions, how are you, saying great and smiling while silent is the best way to show just how great I'm doing without saying it? I don't want to engage, but I'd be fine with them knowing I'm not the woman they used to know. Any other ideas? I don't want to walk away or avoid because I'm an obese woman and we don't shrink away. Bam. You already have a plan, Karen. If they ask any polite questions, say great and smile and walk away. Great. I hope you are too. Good seeing you. Think about them like a stranger that you meet at a party. You're gonna be cordial, not gonna be a bitch, walk away. But you already have your plan right here. That's all you're gonna do. You have your plan. If you're looking for permission that it's okay, I'll give you permission that it's okay. You're like, I'm not gonna shrink away. And you might be nervous walking in. I think that's normal too. That doesn't mean that you're not a strong, no BS woman. Because you're a little bit nervous. No BS women get nervous and do shit anyway. That's what no BS women do. We don't shrink away. Even if we're a little nervous. Because it's really important for you to support the nephew and his wife as they welcome a baby. I think that's totally fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it in this world. I'm going, so I'm not letting them keep away from the celebrate. Yes, you going to celebrate them. I feel like I'm two different people. This is Rosie. One who feels pretty capable and does the food work and feels on a good life trajectory for a few weeks, and then something happens and I trip up, tired, overwhelmed, anxious. And then I feel like the other part of me explodes out of the jack of the box. And even though I know I should, I can't put that part back in. I don't want to. I just want to loaf about like melted cheese and stop trying. That made me laugh. I just want to relax, melted and sloppy. I'm strong and determined and productive in so many other areas. I don't understand what comes over me. So something happens and you trip up. You don't trip up. Okay, here's the thing. The going to food, turning to food, doing that stuff is a well-oiled machine. We've done it for a really, really, really long time. And so I want you to really think about the phases of change. The phases of change, when you first start to make changes, you notice that about, it's like the 20% of the time you do what you want to do, and then 80% of the time you don't. You're like, fuck, I forgot, whatever. And then it moves into the 40, 60% of the time. So, like 40% of the time, you start to remember who you are and who you want to be and what you're going to do. 60% of the time, you don't. Then you flip, and 60% of the time, you remember. And then 40% of the time, you don't. And then eventually, we want to get to 80% of the time, I'm doing the things that I say I'm going to do and whatever. And then 20% of the time, life happens, shit comes up, whatever. So what you're describing is very normal. That's exactly what we do. What you want to do is there will be times when you do overeat. There will be times when you do go off plan. There will be times when you don't get your water. There'll be times when all that happens because we're normal. And in the phases of change, we never get to 100% because nobody's perfect. Nobody. The difference is you want to get back on as quickly as you can. So maybe something comes up, life comes up, all that kind of stuff. And then something happens. You overeat, you eat off plan, whatever. And maybe now you notice it's a week before you start to get back on plan. You want to start to shorten that amount of time. Like, girl, what are you doing? You just anxious and life just be lifing. You really, we want to figure out a way to handle this stuff without food. And I know you went off plan, Rosie. It's all good in the hood. But can I just write a plan tomorrow? I might include more good foods, whatever, but this is enough. Can I just? And get yourself back on the horse as quickly as you can. And you want to start to decrease that time that you're off because nobody is perfect. But a lot of times, what happens is because we're so used to diets where, like the watermelon diet, you eat something in the middle of the watermelon diet, you're fucked. You've gone off the watermelon diet. You may as well just say fuck it and start over because you've broken protocol. You've eaten off of watermelon, whatever it is, right? We're so used to that. But in no BS, we're trying to change our habits, which is totally different. We're not following an app, we're not following what somebody says. We're not eating what they tell us to eat. We're eating what we want. We're doing what we want. So when you go off now, when you go off plan, you go back to the only thing you know, old diet mentality. I'm fucked. I'm off. May as well wait till Monday, which is what we've all done thousands of times, hundreds of times. So when you go off plan now, your brain is like, oh, girl, I know what we're doing. We're gonna wait till Monday. It's about to be a smorgasbord and a free for all. Hey, we got till Monday. Food and drink for all. We are gonna be so good come Monday. Now, granted, it's just Wednesday. So we got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday, it starts over. That's not how we do in OBS. We realize that we are none of us perfect. And we are never going to get to 100%. None of us. I'm not. Kathy's not. Corinne's not. Even Karen fucking Brent is not as perfect as she is. None of us are perfect. So we're like, oh, this is what's supposed to happen. Nothing has gone wrong. I'm being a normal human person who does not do things perfectly, but I pick myself back up and I get back on as quick as I can. You know what? I overate. You know what my next best decision is? Wait for hunger. When I get hungry again, I'm right back on my plan. I didn't get my water today. Huh? Happens. How am I going to make sure I get it tomorrow? Do I need to set a reminder on my phone? Do I need to sit out all my water? Because you know what? This ain't who I want to be. But we have got to recognize that perfection is not required. Consistency. Which lesson is that in No BS, y'all? I'm telling you, it is not about perfection. It is about the next best decision always. Whenever you catch yourself off of it, I don't care if you hadn't written a plan in 5 minutes or 5 weeks. The minute you recognize it and you feel a little bit of conviction, you like, girl, it ain't too late. You can write a plan. That's your next best decision. It's time to reach out to ask coaches. It's time to email MJ. It's time to get on a call and ask a question. It is never too late to start where you are. Never. And we don't care if you've not eaten, followed doable hunger in a weekend or 2 weeks. We are an email or an ask coaches away. We will get you back. You don't have to do it by yourself. When you notice you're down in the dumps, you're like, I fucked up again. I can't believe. No. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm human. I'm a person. I'm not supposed to be perfect. I'm just supposed to make my next best decision. It is my favorite lesson. Kathy, same. Same. It's my favorite lesson in No BS. I bet I've listened to it 10 times, at least. At least. Colleen said, I know you're a big advocate of journaling, but that's one aspect of No BS I struggle with. I'm not an amazing journaler either. We are big advocates of journaling. And yes, you need to get your shit on paper. I don't believe that I can self-coach through my writing, but worry that I'll just reinforce the negative thoughts through writing them down. Oh my gosh. Yes, I was just talking about somebody this the other day. Any suggestion on journaling prompts that can help me build this habit and overcome the idea that I can't coach myself through my bullshit? Okay, Colleen, I got homework for you. If you are past your first 30 days in No BS, past your first 30 days, under resources, you'll see the planner on the menu. And at the bottom, there are 30 days of journal prompts. There's that. Also, if you've lost weight in No BS, 10 pounds, 25, 50, 75, or 100, and you've registered for celebrations. When you lose 10 pounds, you join the first 10-pound club and you get 30 days of journal prompts there. We have journal prompts all over the place. You can even Google journal prompts or go to ChatGPT, all that kind of stuff. So I want you to look at that. And then I want you to do a little bit of journaling. And ask coaches. I want you to write, even if it's just five sentences, just five sentences. And then I want you to go back in and say, in the what I just wrote, here is my old shitty. And then get the coaches to help you. Be like, oh, that's good. And here's another one I see in there, Colleen. And they can train you to self-coach because you got coaches, right? And the other thing is, a lot of times it is more difficult to see your old shitties. Like you have a blind spot to them, you know, because I can hear y'all's old shitties. Sometimes shit falls out of my mouth. I'm like, ah, what the hell is going on? So, for those of you that struggle with that, you might want to do private coaching and get a coach to really work with you in identifying those old shitties, figuring them out. How do you catch them? How do you become an old shitty catcher? How do you do that? So we have plenty of journal prompts. Peggy is back with what she loves about herself. Here we are. I love being a nurse. I love that I have a sense of humor. I love that I have lost 60 pounds. I love my hair. I love being a mom and grandma. And here's what you can say, Peggy. Look in the mirror and see the loose skin. And just say, This is my body right now, and these are the things my body has done for me. My brain helped me become a nurse, right? My brain and my intuition gave me this sense of humor. My brain and my commitment to myself helped me lose 60 pounds. My hair, my jeans or my hairdresser, one of the two, gave me this hair. For me, it's a little bit of both. I love that I found somebody that can do my hair that I love. That took a little bit of research and some courage to go reach out to them. And then I love that this body got me on the path to become a mom and now a grandma. That's amazing. I love that. All right. Anonymous says, can we email and ask coaches questions instead of posting? I have a relative in OBS that I know reads the questions and I want to work through some issues with that. Yes, please email us, girl. We'll take care of you. Yeah, it's come up. That's come up a few times when people have got friends or family in the membership and they're like, even though Ask Coach is anonymous, if that hussy reads these Ask Coaches, they're gonna know it's about them. Please email us because we're in Ask Coaches, I mean, in support as well. So we want to help you work through all that. And if Ask Coaches is like, I got a coworker or my best friend or my mother-in-law is in no BS and you really don't want to put it in Ask Coaches, 100% you can do that. So what is everybody's homework? Read the newsletter. Find out what the extra prize is. If you can't come to Nashville for Drop It Like It's Hot. And there's a lot more information. I didn't tell y'all everything. Y'all think I was. I didn't. I didn't tell y'all everything. I didn't. Yes. And Yasmin is starting to write the newsletter. Let's see. I love this. So Drop It Like It's Hot is coming next week. Starting next week, gonna be in deep. You don't have to pick a weight goal. You can pick a habit goal. You can pick collect wins. You can pick movement. You can pick whatever you want to pick. Oh, I'll tell you what, Corinne's. I will tell you something. Corinne is up to 5 full chin-ups. She wants to get to 10 over the course of this year. July's birthday present to me is 6 full chin-ups. Do you know what? I think my goal just came to me. Thank you, Corinne, for that and your little writing right there. You know, I had my shoulder surgery. My goal is to have full range of motion back by the end of July. I'm going to give Corinne my shoulder range of motion. Ba-bam! That's what I'm going to do. God, I'm excited. Now I'm excited. I'm so excited. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Please reach out if you need anything at all. Anything. Y'all know we right here. All right, y'all. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Read the newsletter on Sunday, and I will see y'all all over the place. All over the place. All right. Bye, y'all.